Do the coffee in your cup. Don't thank the corner store or that early morning rush. Thank a farmer.
Hello and welcome to today's program of Farmers Digest. I am Oyewoja Odihi on Radio IATA, Knowledge for Farmers, which is your one-stop shop for news and information about the latest agricultural developments and activities across Africa and the world. On today's program, we're going to be looking at the impacts of IATA's flagship project, Yam Improvement for Income and Food Security in West Africa, YIFSWA, particularly how it's improving the yam production system in Ghana and Nigeria. This seems to be a quiet revolution that is picking up steam and setting the pace for the intensification of yam production in West Africa. So stay tuned, we'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Olateji Abayomi Samuel.
My name is Sylvia Oyinlola.
And I'm your favorite host, Timileyin Osunde.
Kunle Olaraju Fatai.
WW7.
My name is Maxwell Chibabu.
Akiyemi Akusodi.
I'm Toyo Oluwakisayomi.
Lorraine Zapata.
Tolu Odukoya.
It's Michael Ekong here.
My name is Odusei Aludare.
My name is Adesion Mutio.
My name is Adebola Adewale.
My name is Ranjana.
Embrace Agriculture. My name is Idowu Oluwabukun Oshun.
Get the whole gist exclusively on
Radio IITA.
As the lives keep getting harder, yeah, I think it's time.
Welcome back to Farmers Digest. If you just joined us, you're listening to Radio IATA, Knowledge for Farmers. 2 days ago, we spoke with the project leader of the Yam Improvement for Income and Food Security, Dr. Norbert Maroya, who also pioneered the yam aeroponic system, which revolutionized the way seed yam is being produced. In today's Technology in Focus, we'll be discussing about the novel high-ratio propagation technologies developed in YIFSWA and how the project in its second phase is revolutionizing the yam production systems in Ghana and Nigeria. Let's take a listen.
YIFSWA in Yam Improvement for Income and Food Security in West Africa. YIFSWA 2 is the second phase after YIFSWA. One of the challenges for yam production was seen, the biggest challenge was seen as unavailability of planting material. There are many other things, plant health, disease and pests. The most important disease is virus, the most important pests are nematodes. And we have also problem with soil fertility linked to yam. But whatever you have, you need to have the planting material. Then the YIFSWA 1 work around all the aspects leading to yam production, but mainly find solution for rapid multiplication of and production of seed yam. Now we are there. And because the foundation realized that we found solution for the multiplication, they give us second phase. And this second phase is for commercialization of yam. Commercialization of yam using the formal seed system. There are a lot of crop that have seed system in the formal sector there. The root and tuber crop and mainly yam cannot because we don't have any seed producers of yam. And this is really the key of YIFSWA to make sure that you have private seed company producing yam and make sure that you empower the quality control and certification system in the country, the regulatory system in the country, to control the quality being produced. And that is why YIFSWA 2 is important for commercialization of yam.
Okay, so what are these high ratio propagation technologies that YIFSWA
does? In YIFSWA 1, we develop what we call high ratio propagation technology. We have 3 levels of it. One level for a breeder seed production. And before breeder seed, you talk of the stock. Another level is after breeder seed, the foundation production. And then the third technology for high ratio propagation is for certified seed production, the commercial seed production. What are we doing for high ratio propagation for breeder seed? Before Yiswa, we were having tissue culture, one plant per tuber. That is what people were using at tissue culture in all IITA. With Yiswa, we use what we are calling temporary immersion bioreactor system. The temporary immersion bioreactor system is another technology in which you have the two compartments. It's like an improved tissue culture. You have two compartments where the plant is at the top and the nutrient solution is at the down. Here is a liquid. It's not like for tissue culture where you have a solid nutrient. Here is liquid. And the liquid, from time to time, will go under the pressure of the air, will go to feed the plant at the top. And after after a short time, you have to go back. This is done intermittently in the lab to grow the plant. And this compartment where you have plant, you can get up to 150 plant. When you have one unit or 150 can contain 150 plant. And in IITA, the first one we use, we are having 128 bioreactor system. You can multiply and see. Even when you say, oh, we are going to put only 50 plant per bioreactor, and you have other 100. Other 100, it will give you, when you harvest, you can multiply, and you yourself will see. That quantity has an impact on the foundation seed you can get. Because when you get that one, even by taking it as one for one, you get a number of foundation seed. But for foundation seed also, we have another technology. The technology we have for foundation seed that we promoted was the aeroponic system. And what is it? The aeroponic system is a system whereby you grow the yam on a table in a screen house, a table that are perforated at 20 centimeters each plant at 20 centimeters. And when you plant the breeder seed there, the hole is not in the soil, it's in the air. The root is hanging in the air. And we have a nutrient system through the piping under the table. All this in the dark. And that is feeding the root by spraying. That mist that are generated allow the plant to grow. And in 4 months' time, you have like a forest on this table in a screen house, and we harvest this vine. This is the first time that yam is being produced by vine. We cut the vine, each node, we cut them, and we put in nursery for them to root. After rooting, we plant in the field. And in 6 months' time, you harvest tuber. The plant you cut the vine from is continue growing. Before 6 months, when the one in the field is ready to be harvested, you have already harvested another set. We harvest every 3 to 4 months to go to the field. That gives a huge number.
IITA, broadcasting knowledge for farmers with all-round good entertainment.
We got you.
The plants that are growing on the table, under the table, you have tubers. And we realize that we can get up to 3 tubers per plant every 4 months. Imagine. And the vine, when you cut, depending on the age of the plant, you can get 100, 150, 200, you can get up to 300 and sometimes more. Then from one plant you get, call it 100 only, 100 single node vine cuttings from one plant you put in the in per hole on the aeroponic system and you send it to the in the field. When we root them, we have 95% of the plant, the vine that root and grow. It's not something you do and you get a small percentage. We have a huge success in that. And you take that, you send to the field. At the beginning, we say we cannot do it without irrigation. We have to have an irrigation plot. But now, we know that when you harvest your vine, during the rainy season, you plant like everybody using rain to plant. And we did it last year with very good success. This is the second level of high ratio propagation. When you send the vine to the field, you harvest tubers. Nobody will believe that single vine can give you tuber of more than 1 kilo, from 10 gram up to more than 1 kilo. Very few. Less than 0.5% is giving small weight, and we are getting big weight in a huge number in another technology that we call adapted yam minister technique. We cut the tuber in small pieces of 25 to 50 gram maximum. I say gram maximum. And you plant them in the field after the tuber has sprouted, you cut it and you plant in the field and you get a huge number of material to sell now as certified seed. I didn't talk of selling when you are producing breeder seed, because we want the breeder seed producers to produce plantlet that they will give to foundation seed producers in aeroponic. Now we added hydroponic. It's another technology. The first one is in air. This one is in screen house, but with substrate. We have different substrate that we are using. Different that people are using to produce vine. And they're also cutting vine to go to the field. Single node vine cutting to produce seedling, and seedling will go to the field. Well, the difference between vine and seedling is that the vine, you put it in some trays, and when they root, they become seedlings, and you plant to the field. Your seedlings, 6 months, you can harvest before 6 months if you really, like they do for potato, after 3-4 months, they cut the top. We can cut the top and make it dry by force. But we harvest at 6 months. Even when we are harvesting, the plant are still green. People don't, we say we are not producing wheat yam. and still we are getting big tuber. That tuber you harvest at 6 months, you let them sprout 1-2 months maximum, they sprout, you cut them in pieces in the adaptive Nyaminiset technique to produce commercial seed that you sell to Wenyam producers. I think these are the three categories of high ratio propagation that have changed completely the system of multiplication of yam.
You're listening to Radio IITA. We're broadcasting knowledge for farmers. We'll appreciate your comments and contributions, your feedback. You can reach us on our social media pages. On our Facebook, it's Radio IITA. And on Twitter, it's at Radio IITA. Thanks again for listening.
Talk about an uphill battle, 2,000 acres of beans and cattle. But he don't ever get rattled, he just goes till the sun goes down. Hydraulic fluid on his jeans, red dye diesel and 10 rows between. A cold one on the porch and a good night's sleep. Y'all hold him up with me now. Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather round the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer. Subdivisions creeping on in, neighborhood kids keep jumping his fence. He could double his money, but that'd be the end of a promise he'll never break. 'Cause he looked his daddy in the eye, and he's got that stubborn pride. He'll be here till the day he dies. No, he wouldn't have it any other way. Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather round the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder.
You're listening to Radio IITA. We're broadcasting knowledge for farmers. Thanks again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Radio IITA. We've been listening to Dr. Norbert Maria talk about the YESWE project, particularly the high-ratio propagation technologies used for the production of quality seed yam. Let's take a listen to the concluding part of this week's episode on what they're doing in collaboration with the public and private sector on the utilization of the high-ratio propagation technologies for early generation seed production.
We want the research institution to be able to be producing the breeder seed. And we equip them. When I say we equip them, we give them, we set up lab to those who doesn't have lab, and make sure that we put the temporary immersion bioreactor system in place, train the people, and they are producing. Now that I'm telling you, all the research institutions dealing with yam in Nigeria and Ghana are producing breeder seed. Namely, National Root Crop Research Institute at Umudike, What they have there is more, a temporary bioreactor system is more than what we have here at RITA. The Crop Research Institute at Kumasi in Ghana have more than 100 temporary immersion bioreactor system. The Savannah Agricultural Research Institute in Tamale, they were not having a lab before. Now they have a lab, they have a system, a temporary bioreactor system being used. Here in Nagrab has started before all. We help them with bioreactor system at the first place, and we increase the number now, and all these four institutions are producing breeder seed using the temporary immersion bioreactor system that I explained earlier. This is important, and in these two countries also we have the seed companies. We have five seed companies in Nigeria and only three in Ghana. The five seed companies in Nigeria, we help them to set up the aeroponic system last year. The aeroponic system is set up now. Some of them are doing a hydroponic, and that last year they produced the vine through hydroponic, and now they were not successful in setting up the aeroponic since 2018. Now, last year we set it up for them. Aeroponic system, not only aeroponic system, with the chiller in the tank, because one of the problems we have in this region is the heat. And during the midday to the afternoon, the heat in the greenhouse can be very serious. And also the nutrient solution can be very, very hot. You are spraying the root, but if you spray the root with hot water, you kill the plant. Then we have a system now to cool down the nutrient solution up to 23 degrees. The maximum will be 26 and the minimum is 23. When you go to 20, you are killing also yam. Yam doesn't need too cool. When you go beyond up to 30, you are really boiling the yam. Then we have that fluctuation 23 to 26 for the nutrient solution, and we are working on the powerhouse, on the screen house. The screen house should be very high. When you have a standard screen house, you have to be up to 5 meters high. Then you know the plant that are in the box. The heat concentration on them. That's what we did this year for the Francis company, namely Dahol Green in Kaduna State. Dahol Green is well known in Kaduna State. Working in Kaduna and Niger State, these are the two states. We have Biocrop. Biocrop is based in Abuja, in FCT, working at Nasarawa and FCT in Abuja, and we have PSN. They are based at Wasimi in Ogun State. That's where their farm is, where the office is Lagos. And they have Ogun State and Oyo State as where their action are established. We have Wambudu Agro Seed based in Abia State, Umuahia. They're working in Benue, Enugu, and Abia. We have the fifth one is a lady led by a lady, Strategic Seed in Ebonyi State, Abakaliki. She's based in Ebonyi at Abakaliki, and working in Ebonyi State and Enugu. These are the five that we have, and we set up the aeroponic system for them. and they are supposed to be receiving from this year 2020, they are supposed to be receiving breeder seed instead of from RTA, no, from the system in the country. So we establish a formal system where you can receive the breeder seed, you produce the foundation seed, and you give to a seed entrepreneur to produce a certified seed using the three technology that I developed earlier. I think that's where we are now in terms of commercial, establishing the commercial seed system in Nigeria and Ghana.
Wow, that was insightful. I hope you learned a thing or two about YESO project. We'll be back next week with part two of Dr. Mara's interview on the project's achievement on establishing quality management protocols and standards for seed yam production. You can follow us and drop your questions and comment on Radio IIT Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is Oyewa Jaudi signing off for Farmers Digest. Bye-bye.
He bought a flat top down at a pawn shop. Spent every weekend playing them bars. One night a big wheel came down from Nashville, gave him a deal, and he made him a star. He went from rags to riches, farm to fame, from digging ditches. Good years. It was life in the fast lane, women and cocaine, till his 15 minutes had all disappeared. He went from rags to riches, farm to fame, from digging ditches to the whole world knows your name. Can't stand in the spotlight till the light goes dim, and it's rags to riches, to rags again. Everybody knows that's just the way it goes. A star is born, a star burns out. What goes up the charts must come down. He got his flat top out of the pawn shop. I see his old car up and down Music Road. He tells his friends that he's planning a comeback. And man, these days, you just never know. You go from rags to riches, farm to fame, from digging ditches to the home.